What amount of money will send you back into a store? Like if they've overcharged you or undercharged, not undercharged you, but if they overcharged you or if you had a coupon that didn't take or whatever. Like let's say you're in a store, you buy something and you get to your car and you realize that they overcharged you. Like what amount of money, what's the number that you need to see on that receipt to turn around and go back into the store during COVID? You got to put on a mask. You're exposing yourself to a million people. Like, what's the number?
$20.
What?
Yeah.
Nothing under 20?
No, I think if it's... No, I mean, if it's $10, I'm not going back in. Because $10, it's going to take a half an hour inside that store to talk to the manager. Then I got to go. So I'm doing the math in my head the whole time. If right. I'm going to be in there for a half an hour, how much is my time worth? And it's worth more than $10, so I'm not going back in.
Okay, so it has to be $20. $20.
Yeah, because I am gonna have to talk to two or maybe three people, and if I have to talk to that many people about something they screwed up, it's not worth it to me.
Ah, that's interesting. And see, for me, it's a matter of principle. It's like feeling like I got ripped off or feeling like I was supposed to be charged one thing and I was charged something else. I mean, I guess it's not worth it for me if it's like a dollar or something, because it's only, or a couple of dollars, because it's not worth it to go back in. And for me, it's more about the COVID risk and having to talk to people and all that. But I don't want to go back in and like expose myself to all those people for no reason.
Okay, take the COVID out of the mix. Would you do it for a buck?
Oh, if there's no COVID?
Right.
Oh, you know me, I love to argue. I would do it for 25 cents. I'd be like, you overcharged
me really?
25 cents.
You would go back and you would talk to two, maybe three people about you being screwed.
Have you met me? You and I go food shopping. I talk to everybody there anyway. I'm just doing regular shopping. And I spend all my time with the lettuce guy asking him a million questions about different lettuces. And I know everyone's name. And I can't wait to go see if my favorite bag check guy is there. You know that.
Yeah, and you've been, sometimes they forget to give you, if you got 9 bags of crap and they only gave you 8 bags of crap, you're gonna want to drive all the way back to the store to get that one bag. You've done it before.
Well, I paid for it.
And it was worth like a dollar. But you're gonna spend
not a dollar.
You're gonna spend $5 in gas to go back and get your dollar's worth of almond butter.
Okay. First of all, almond butter is like $14 a jar. So almond butter, I'm definitely going back for, because that's like gold. But I mean, okay, I'm not going back for like a dollar. I just let it go. Or next time I go in, I mention it. Or maybe like, you know, I steal a can of tuna or something that's a dollar. So I feel like I got my dollar back.
Are you going to call up there and tell them that they screwed you out of a dollar?
If I go there on a regular basis, I have done that. I have called and said, listen, I was just in there. You have my receipt. I can scan it over. You overcharged me. I'm not going to come back. But next time I come in, you know, how about just giving me a credit? And they've done that.
So you've gotten on the phone for a dollar.
With customer service, yes.
See, that's 5 minutes out of your day for a dollar.
It's the principle.
It's not the principle.
It's a big corporation. Why should they have my dollar?
Because you just wasted your time.
I'm the little guy.
You just wasted all your time that you could have been making money.
I got nothing else to do. I'm not making money. I'm not. It's a Saturday and I'm sitting around watching, you know, whatever I'm watching on BritBox today or ID Channel. I could take an hour and get on a phone or 5 minutes
to
get on a phone.
So you're going
to
get on the phone with customer service for an hour. Yes, I'll go on hold.
No, it's never an hour. Customer service, they talk to you pretty quickly. It's like 10 minutes. But yeah, of course, it's the principal. And you know, that's what customer service is. What else is customer service? I'm the customer and I need service.
Okay, let's say you get your credit card bill. The only person in the world that still uses Discover. So let's say you...
Yeah, I get money back on that.
So let's say you get your Discover thing and there's a $1.50 charge on the Discover thing that you didn't do. and it's the first time you've seen a charge like that, will you call Discover and stay on hold to talk to them about the $1.50?
It's funny you should ask that, because just this month, I looked on my Discover card bill, because I'm still on Discover, and I saw that there was, like, for some reason, there was a $1.53 on there, and I didn't know what that was. So I called Discover, and I said, what's this $1.53? And they said, this company that I bought something from, because it was a foreign company, you get an extra charge of $1.53 for shopping outside the United States. And it's like, what? Wait a minute. No one said that. That's not, it wasn't on anything that I agreed to or read. No, I'm not paying this extra $1.53. Hold on, ma'am. So she gets me on with a supervisor. Supervisor's like, you have a dispute. I said, I do.
Hold, she's like, please.
She's like, for how much? I said, well, it's only $1.53, but it's the principal. She's like, okay. I said, well, no, you don't. Look, when I saw $1.53, I thought, wait, maybe it's one of those companies that, like, they charge $1.53 to see if you catch it. And if you don't, then they come back in and they put on like $1,000 and they steal your money. You know, one of those kinds of things. But no, it was a charge I did not agree to. I had no idea the company I was buying stuff from was outside the United States. There's no way to know. It's just some random company. So they credited me the $1.53.
Okay. So the problem with you is this probably took up 5 hours of your day, because you see the charge, then you have to bitch at your boyfriend about the charge, and then he's got to call somebody. And then you got to call James and say there's $1.50. And then you got to find the number for Discover.
And now I'm telling you about it. So that's
right.
Another,
so this is a good 5 hours of your day. And you didn't let it go at the end. I guarantee you carried that all day long. The pissy attitude that you had to be on hold for 45 minutes.
I wasn't on hold that long. It's more like, I'm never shopping at that company again. How did they not tell you what's going? I was really just pissed. I was like, should I call the company and tell them, how dare they charge me this extra charge?
See?
Because I'm not in their country.
See, all this stress probably took a year out of your life.
For $1.53.
For $1.53. Just let it go.
It.
It's $1.53. Let it go. If next month it's $153, then call them. I'm not calling anybody if it's under $20. There's no way I'm getting on the phone. I don't even know if it's $100. I'm gonna let $100 go. If there's $100, I'll be like, who, you know, if it's next month $100, I might call. But no, I'm not getting on hold for nobody.
But here's the crazy thing. When I said to the woman, it's only $1.53, she should have just said, oh, I'll just credit you $1.53. She goes, I have to check and see if you've ever been charged before. Because if you were, then you knew about it. And we're not going to take this charge away. I'm like, I'm telling you, I didn't know about it. She's like, hold, ma'am. Like, she couldn't just say, it's $1.53, let it go. So she had to go back on my entire charges and look back if I ever charged before. I was on the phone on hold for a while waiting for her to look if I've ever done this before. She finally gets back on. She goes, oh, I see. This is the first time this ever happened. I'm like, I told you that.
Well, you're the 17th yenta that hour to call and bitch about something for a dollar. So if she cuts everything, they're going to go out of business in a month, because all you yentas are going over every dime on your credit card bill.
No, my point is, think about what they're paying her per hour. She spent all that time on the phone with me over $1.53. So I had nothing else to do. For me, it was a Saturday. I didn't care.
It's a lose-lose for everybody.
No,
nobody won.
No, it's
except the company in Germany. That's the only person that won. And they didn't even win, because they charged you and then they took it off and they probably, nobody won.
No, but I think she lost worse, and the company lost worse, because they're paying her an hourly salary instead of going and talking to another customer that they could actually have gotten some real work done. She spent all of that time on my stupid $1.53. She's going to get fired over that.
No, because there's another yenta on line 6 that has a quarter.
For 78 cents.
For 78 cents. So it's... I'm not calling anybody. I'm sorry. I'm not picking up
okay,
that phone.
Okay, so $20 is your limit. Is really
$20 is me walking back into the store. $100 is me picking up the phone and calling because I'm not doing it.